From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea launched a missile today in a high-altitude path indicating it might be a two-stage rocket capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said despite strong warnings from the international community, North Korea once again went ahead with the missile launch. It is absolutely unacceptable. We strongly protest against it. The launch came just days after the election of a new South Korean president, and as U.S., Japanese, and European militaries gather for war games in the Pacific. A cyber attack against tens of thousands of data networks around the world, all infected by malware that locks computer files unless a ransom is paid, spread further in its second day Saturday. There is no word on who launched the plot. Varun Badwar is the chief executive of the cybersecurity firm RedLock.
They're going after organizations which are mission critical, where they really can't live without their data for too long. For instance, we've seen most of the UK healthcare system shut down because most of the hospitals under the National Health Service plans are completely shut down. They've lost access, and in fact, they're turning patients away.
Britain's National Health Services first sounded the ransomware alarm on Friday. Since then, businesses and individuals worldwide have been affected. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake hit the Iranian province of North Khorasan, killing two people, injuring at least 225 more. The Red Crescent Society said teams of rescues are sent to the area on Saturday immediately after that quake. 80% of the injured and survivors have been relocated into tents. This is VOA News.